We got some golf action here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, for another edition of the Triple P Daily, part of the Purple Project Podcast. Golf news right into it here. K-State over the last weekend finished sixth in the Louisiana Classics there. K-State men carded a one over par for the day in the final round, 289. Back last Tuesday at the Louisiana Classics and held a 72 par over the 6,898-yard Oak Bourne Country Club to secure that sixth place finish with a three-round score of 7 under par, which equaled out to an 857. Head coach of the golf team, Grant Robbins, really mentioned to the press in the post game, saying it was definitely a struggle for the golf team. This golf team has been really performing as a whole pretty good up until this point. So again, going against a little bit of stiffer competition, but not only that, you got to play the courses as well. Obviously, golf is a different animal out there. If the golf's hard, it's going to make if you're off a little bit, then it's going to make it that much tougher there. As well, K-State almost fell behind Houston, but they had to settle for sixth place there as well. And this team is pretty young, actually, for this golf team here. Leading the way for the Wildcats in that tournament was Lawrence Schrajan, a freshman who knocked down a career high in his first top 10 20 finish in a tie for 17th place with a 3 under par there. And he shot a 1 over par in the final round. Schrajan, and I'm sorry, I probably butchered the name. I apologize for that. He just missed outside the top 10 through some tough holes as well. Cooper Schultz, also a freshman, concluded it. He finished it with a tie of 21st place with a 2 under par. There, he shot 2 over par in his final round. Senior Will Hopkins put together a good final round himself, finished with an even par in the final 18 holes. He finished 27th overall there. Luke O'Neill, who won the championship last time we talked about him and his golf team on the Pro Project Podcast, came back, responded very well, but he ended up finishing 49th overall with a 5 over par. Very uncharacteristic there. For him, his final round was a 2 under par as well. Tim Tillmans Jr. finished tied for 69th there with an 8 over. And he shot in the final round, he was 4 over par as well. Texas A&M ended up winning this tournament out there as well. Looks like K-State will have over a month to prepare for the next match, which is going to be April 11th through the 12th. Next time this team hits the golf course there for the Hawkeye Invitational there. The Mosey Oak Invitational on the 11th and the 12th of April. That's next month. And then, of course, for the following week will be the Hawkeye Invitational as well on the 16th and 17th before the Big 12 Championships as well. So it's good weather finally coming around here in the state of Manhattan, Kansas, or over the state of Kansas for that matter. And they'll have a lot of time to prepare and work on their games individually a little bit for a chance to do a little bit better in their next tournament, which is going to be the Mosey Oak Invitational as well. So the men's golf team coming up a tad short of the top 5, finishes 6th in the Louisiana Classics there for Grant Robbins' squad. A Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. The Pro Project Podcast, halfway in the second half of the month of March here, and we got a jam-packed back end of the week for you guys tonight. Will come out episode 91 of the Pro Project Podcast. Cannot wait to get that out there for you guys. And once that episode's out, you'll know who that will be. Very excited. Very great conversation. Great discussion with our quote-unquote small round table, quote-unquote, in quotation marks, with our special guest on Tuesday night, which was recorded on Tuesday night. And, of course, later on tonight, Me and my co-host Alex will be recording episode 92. Again, like I said in the beginning of the week, you guys will get back-to-back episodes of the Perfect Project Podcast Weekly Edition as the countdown to 100 continues. So, yeah, you're going to get a lot of content from this side of the pond on this podcast. Here on the Triple P Podcast. Definitely, if you're wanting more K-State content from a couple of alumni from their different takes, get this podcast right here, the Pro Project Podcast, folks. That is going to do it for this golf edition of the K-State Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer signing out. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Go, Cats!